Telephone entertainment progresses as Brian Feedback continues discussing Fun Phone.
The tapes that Bernay was in, as far as Fun Phone goes, like these, for instance, the last 10 new ones, Bernay, I think, was featured in, let me take a look at my list here, was featured in, 1, 2, 3, 3. Three of them. And his lines were always recorded in advance and then run back later as we were doing the tape. His lines would be queued up on a separate tape and would blend right in with our script. It wasn't noticeable. That was done really well. Stu planned it that way.
What did Stu do? Go out to his house? And?
Yeah, Stu would go to the basement probably a week before our recording session. Bernay would never read the script. He would come to a line that would say Bernay, and he'd read it. Bernay never knew the plot of the Fun Phone tapes until he heard the last final finished product on the line. And then Stu, a lot of times, was in for a kill from Bernay.
Yeah, so I was about to ask you, because a lot of times they made fun of him.
Right. Remember, Bernay always says, I did not have time. So he does not have time to read the whole script. So he goes down to lines that say Bernay, and he reads them. And
worked
quite well.
Was there ever any real serious problem where he was very mad at Stu?
I can remember one. It was a few years, probably a couple years ago. I'd rather not talk about it online. But, there's been probably a few times. Of course, Bernay's gotten more paranoid, and rightfully so, in the past couple of years.
If you had the chance to do it over again, make 10 more tapes or 11 or whatever, would you do it?
Fun Phone tapes?
Fun Phone style, let's do it.
Probably. I think I was a pushing factor to Stu sometimes as far as making the next five. The first five were practically already written prior to Fun Phone's disconnection, so they were recorded and then run. The second five new ones were kind of another ego booster, and during, I think, the summer or during one vacation time, they were written and recorded. And, of course, the last one, 30 minutes. Whether there'll be any more new ones, I can't say. It's totally up to the cast.
Was the last one written after Fun Phone's disconnection?
Yes. The last, the first five new ones were written before Fun Phone's disconnection. The second five were written after, and then, of course, the special 30-minute was written after. They were all, in fact, all of the new ones were produced for playback on Feedback.
Then, about a year later, after the original 30-minute tape was produced, another 30-minute tape was made, this time in 1980, and after this, there could be more. At this time, there was a line called Superphone, and there was a conference run by Alec.
Well, the conference that I used to run actually got started in an answering service about 74. And I worked all night long from 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. And there was nothing to do all night, so I ran a conference.
How did you work it?
Well, actually, it started by accident. The guy that I used to work with used to talk to a few of his friends all night long.
Uh-huh.
And they started calling me up when he left, and there was nothing else to do but talk to him, and pretty soon I started calling other answering services, and it kind of propelled itself from there. And by word of mouth, we had like 30, 40, as many as 50 people. And I used to, off an answering service board, you can run as many people as you like to.
The main line presents another in a series of useless tests. The National Dumb Test. Score 10 points for each incorrect answer. Who invented the apple? Washington Apple.
C.
Sir Isaac Vig.
D.
Eve, formerly of the comedy team of Adam and Eve.
D.
1984. When did San Quentin get its first big break?
A.
True.
B.
2 years before the match.
C.
Any time now. What was Millard Fillmore's campaign slogan?
A. Vote for me.
B.
A chicken in every garage.
C. None of the above.
D.
Safes above. Send your answers along with a statement in 25 words or less. In case of a tie, duplicate prizes will be awarded to your nearest living relative.
The main line, interesting. I was back in junior high school, whatever year that was. The number was given to me by someone who really never called it. Said, hey, you can call this number and get jokes. So when I called it, and through my little phone investigations back then.
The file is under mainline miscellanea.
Sir, may I have your order, sir?
Yeah, like more French fries, please.
I'm sorry, sir, we're out of fries.
Okay, I'll just have a chocolate shake.
I'm sorry, our shake machine is broken tonight, sir.
Oh, well,
thank you.
Have a nice day. Now, wait,
please.
Now, just a guy. This is an historic moment, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking here with a man who claims to know absolutely nothing.
That's the right.
And what is your name, sir?
I don't know.
You see, it's just like I told you. I don't know nothing.
Never knew of any other joke or comment lines at the time, but as a kid, I was always playing with the phone and finding out little technical aspects about it. I really didn't understand it, but I drew my own theories and conclusions. And so when I found out the main line's number, I was playing around. I found that it had three lines in hunting and all of that wonderful stuff. So I'd call it on, like, early Sunday mornings when no one else was calling it. I'd hear his loops all the way through. And I thought it was great, you see, because that was the first entertainment line I was ever exposed to. And, you know, as a kid, you're always turned on by that stuff. Or maybe you're not, but I'm kind of weird.
Once upon a time, in a friendly neighborhood supermarket...
Three for a dollar.
Excuse me, honey. Fill this empty detergent box with all the money in your register. And don't make any claims.
Good heavens, a robbery.
Oh, and a pack of menthol 100s.
The getaway was clean, until...
Hi, I'm Lenny McCracken, and I'm going to take away your box of detergent and give you two of another leading brand.
Hey, I'm really not excited about that.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I'd like you to spot inspect these three spoons at random and tell us what you think of the middle one.
I think I need help.
The police quickly arrived and arrested the lady for impersonating an average housewife, making the world a little safer for mom's apple pie and lemon-scented motor oil.
I got a friend of mine, Dave in North Hollywood. Some of you might remember him. I got him in the phone. And we decided that at the as green as we were, at least as phones went, we would attempt to start a line. And what we would, wanted to do was start the first 24-hour-a-day conference. At least legal. And, you know, these malfunctions on switches have happened, of course. But it would have a disclaimer at the beginning, but no collect calls, and would operate 24 hours a day. Well, this was at the beginning of 1974. And we got the lines, and we had all sorts of problems. And finally, we got it up. And I think for 3 or 4 weeks, we had 24-hour-a-day conference. But our equipment wasn't that efficient, so it had to come down. And we decided at that point to redesign the equipment and run a common line. And we ran the first... Dave and I ran the first comment line, per se, a line that was solely devoted to comments. And I believe this lasted somewhere towards the end of 1974. And at that point, Dave moved, and since the equipment was at his house, we shut it down right and off-prem of the first of the four numbers.
What was this line called?
North Hollywood Conference, even when it was a comment line. Right and off-prem, there were four numbers, so right and off-prem of the first number, they were in rotary, consecutive.
Next followed a joke line called Convex, which gave out numbers to other entertainment lines, similar to the way comment lines often do. Then came a joke line called Fluke, which is still running in 1980. Then a line called Crosstalk, and then a music line called Rockabilly. After running the North Hollywood Conference, Steve then ran the Electric Return.
That was probably one of the best comment lines there was.
Why?
Well, for the same reason Fun Fun was one of the best joke lines. It was, these people spent a lot of time on it. Electric Return was either changed every day or every other day. A lot was put into it, more than, I don't even know if I could put that much into my line. I don't even have the time, so I can't even think about it. But that was pretty much the best line. The Electric Return...
I kind of liked it at that time because I'd never heard what a comment line... It was a new idea. It was a new concept. You know, I'd never heard anything like it before. And thinking back on it, it seemed as if it was kind of flat, but, you know, as far as the format goes, there was not a lot of variety or a lot of, I don't know, showmanship or whatever in the line. But it fulfilled its purpose, and I think he did quite well.
At the time I enjoyed it, I thought his one-minute input was absurd and irritating, but it was the first comment line I'd heard, and I was very intrigued with it. It was kind of a media trip that appealed to me.
1975, then I decided I'd like to run a comment line again, so I was set up this time. One input line, one output line, and I also had one personal line. And Lisa Beverly Hills, who was on phones that time in 1975, I was talking to her one day, and she was doing some typing, so she thought of the name, The Electric Return, for my comment line. And that was up, I can't remember the time frame, but it probably was up for 5 months, somewhere in the, I guess, the middle of the year. And then that went down. I guess it becomes quite a chore trying to make a new comment tape every day, or at that time it was every other day, of 20 minutes length, because that means there's about 2 hours of tape to go through. And I guess I became rather tired with that chore. So I think at that point I converted it into a two-line loop. The lines weren't rotary, and it was something like the Valley Connection, which I ran later, but not nearly as sophisticated. It was a tone instead of the radio. And that ran for a month or so, and at that point I just decided that, I can't remember the reason, but, you know, phone lines do become a hassle either because they take a lot of money or a lot of time, or there are always a certain type of person that usually calls that will, out of envy, if nothing else, will harass you because you've run a line. And I forget which thing it was that time, but I decided to shut it down completely.
My return was something run by Tom Santa Monica. That was unique in that it had three parts. They were issued late at night, usually, and they were very unique. You'd have to hear them.
One day on the Showbiz Hotline, I called it, and Dave Showbiz answered himself, gave me the number of the Bel Air Return, which, in my opinion, was the best comment line that ever ran.
Why?
Because usually he didn't get garbage comments, and you know, the people that were calling around there, I mean, they weren't stupid, like some of the ones we have now.
Newsmakers.
I like it because he's out of the Van Nuys conference, so people could meet each other. And that he must spend a lot of money on,
mm-hmm.
a lot of expense.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really need to do it.
Then we have Mobile Monolith, which was a pretty good comment line.
Yeah, I called Mobile Monolith, not a lot again because of expense, but Mobile Monolith. I remember him having these long tapes with the music, the organ music. I could never understand why they used the organ music, but they did use the organ music, and you just came to accept that after a while. But that was a neat line, too. Oh, thinking back, you know, all those lines were pretty neat in that period.
I remember John Mobile Monolith ran a recording announcing a 100th anniversary party for the phone. And it was supposed to be held at some church or something. The party never came through, but that created his line of Mobile Monolith because the numbers he used to advertise, he wound up using to run his recording. I caught it when it was being crazy, and I caught it when it ran comments. Even though it kept going up and down all the time, never was very stable. When it was running, I thought it was very good because the comments and the intellect and the callers were quite good as far as that comment line was concerned.
During this period, there was also a radio line, a line that played old radio programs called Surprise.
Part 5 of the history of telephone entertainment can be heard starting Monday, September 22nd. The history of telephone entertainment continues with Part 5 as Joe from The Link talks about The Wrong Number.
The Wrong Number started out in Orange County, I guess about almost 4 years ago. And Rich has always come up with really excellent material. And I respect him a lot for the
you know, the quality of the material that he puts out. And he's been, let's see, he puts out his material in spurts. He'll do a little bit, and then he'll wait for a while, and then he'll do a lot, and then he'll wait for a while, and you won't see anything for almost a year, and then bang, there's a bunch more.
1977 was the year, and the Electric Return was back again.
I had ran a comment line in conference. Now, I had 5 lines output. They were in rotary, and 1 line input and 1 personal number. Well, I think that was about the best line I ever ran, because I put a new 20-minute tape on every single day for a period of about 4 months, I'd say. Comment machine went 24 hours a day, and I usually recorded about 2 hours worth, I'd say. And so that means it took at least an hour and a half probably to make the 20-minute comment tape. And spending, well, I'd say 2 hours after everything's done. You know, you have to listen to the tape when it's done to make sure it's spot checked, to make sure it's up, it's quality high enough to put on. You know, you're checking your call rate occasionally and miscellaneous other things. So let's say a conservative figure of how much time it takes would be 2 hours a day. Well, that's 2/24 is 1/12. Just be spending 1/12 of your time running the line is a lot. It can become tiring. But I did it for, I think, 3 or 4 months. And I think it's about the best line I ran. I would run dumb quizzes, something which Al Diamond invented, where you call in and you're asked a question on a tape. Each of the 5 people heard the question simultaneously, but then I would go on each line and ask them to answer it. If they got the answer right, they could stay on for future questions. There might be 6 questions. If they got the answer wrong, they were dumped. Now, the penalty there is you might not be able to get back in. And each correct question, participant was given a letter of a word. So if they answered all 6 questions correctly, they had the whole word. And if they said that word in place of answering a question, they won. Now, if they couldn't figure out all 6 questions, they might have 1 or 2 letters missing, and then it's sort of like guessing what the word is, and they could win that way also. Now, again, this was borrowed from Al Diamond. Most of my, everything I've done basically has been borrowed from him. The comment line, the conference, the dump quiz, except that I have been the person who has done it first on a regular basis. I ran the first comment line, the first 24-hour day conference, and the first regular dump quiz for about a month, but that became very tiring. And that's the thing, you know. I have to give some of the people who run lines a lot more credit than I deserve, because they have a lot more consistency, and perhaps they aren't as fickle as I am. That's a correct word for describing someone's phone taste, but you know, the novelty of it is that it sure is fun to have all these people calling in, but then pretty soon that wears off, and it's just the plain hard work of it. And maybe when I get down to that, that's when it became rather distasteful to me. So some of these people have a lot larger tolerance than I do. So I ran the line, and I believe I had a big party to wind things up, and this party was successful.
Why was it successful?
Well, let's not say it was successful. Let's say there were no overtones of violence. The 77th party went smoothly. Everybody had a good time, and there was no, quote, trouble. And I gave away a few records to people who won contests. I had a contest a couple nights before the party where everyone was supposed to phone at 8 o'clock, and I took, like, the 10th or the 20th or the 30th caller and gave away 3 records. And so everyone had a good time.
We have now reached the end of phase 2 of telephone entertainment. The year is 1977. And this was a crucial year in telephone entertainment. It was a split year. There were many lines that went down, and there were many new lines that had come up. For the older phone freaks, it was a sad time because these lines that they had grown up with were now down. Yet there were many new phone freaks entering the world of telephone entertainment. The following is dedicated to those who were sad when their favorite line went down.
It is sad for you to stop all the
Yes, it's sad for you to stop all of your sadness.
Oh,
there's one
have Mobile Monolith, which was a pretty good comment line. And when we get Mobile Monolith, that was a little into the later days of Fun Phone. And then you get me and Loop Line, which unfortunately I associated with people who liked publicizing Loop Line before it started. And so we got Loop Line plastered all over the place 2 years before we started. So we got kind of a bad reputation. And then Mobile Monolith gave us a chance to put some tapes on one of his lines. So this was a full year before we started on 982.
What kind of tape?
Embarrassing tapes. They were kind of common joke lines. I wanted to start Blue Line as a joke line. In fact, in our first few months, we were calling it a joke line. But it turned out no one wanted to stay with it except me, and it was in my house anyway. And I couldn't very well do a joke line by myself, so I turned it into a comment line.
Well, like feedback, and really like any line that starts up, Bloop Line had its problems at first. Bloop Line developed into its own and became my favorite line to call. I would look forward to getting up in the morning that a new Bloop Line tape was due and dialing it up and listening to 12 Minutes of Steve. And really, I would go over there and make his tapes. And he would come over here so often and be on feedback. And it wasn't until sometime in 78 that Steve actually became a part of feedback weekly. And at that time, I was serving Orange County and as well as the West Valley and being diverted to from Los Angeles. So I had a wider calling area than Steve, and him being on feedback gave him more exposure. And his line really got going then and became really, like I said, one of my favorite lines. Steve just became tired of running it at one point back there in 79.
Were the callers for Bloop Line and feedback different?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could tell that by listening to his tapes. The callers who left comments on Bloop Line were definitely different than the callers who left comments on feedback. And there was a cross mixture of them, too.
Every once in a while on Bloop Line, when Steve did not have enough time to make a tape, he would put on a wait tape.
This is only 90 seconds. The real tape's 30 minutes long. And you'll hear the real tape sometime Sunday, because this isn't real. This is just a wait tape. Hey, you're wasting your time, you know. Real comment tape will be on later on. This is just a wait tape. I haven't made the tape yet. Stop tying up the line. It's only a wait tape.
This is a wait tape.
Hang on, and we'll have the tape on soon.
I didn't know about it until after I had started, the link down here. It was in December of, I guess, a year ago. And I heard it a couple times, and at first I didn't understand what he was trying to do. And it just didn't register with me what he was trying to do, but then I called it more, and I could get into it. Now I really can get into the tapes. I really enjoy the tapes, and, the spirit that Bloop Line has is no one else can come close, He does what he does best.
That's a class in itself. Bloop Line, when I first heard it, I thought it was stupid and dumb. And now, there's not one Bloop Line tape where I won't find something that isn't funny. I think it's hilarious. I even show it to many of my friends. I really don't show many comment lines or joke lines to friends. I think Steve himself is very creative. The way he handles his comments, even the ones that would normally be boring, he makes exciting. And I think Bloop Line is probably, even though maybe not one of the most well-produced lines, is one of the most one of the excellent creative lines I've heard in years.
It's used mainly for an escape of insanity.
Guess what? You just dialed 9815. That's Bloop Line's output line. That must mean that you want to hear an intelligent and well-thought-out tape. Well, guess what? Steve's sleeping and didn't want to make a tape. So to hear all of those names and cities, call back later. Do it now. Hang up your phone.
On the next tape, you will hear about Bloop Line from Steve Bloop Line, and the history of telephone entertainment continues. This is 765-6000.